This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 371 for Friday, April 29th. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Friday morning due to losses in Chicago soy oil and new crop European rapeseed. The July canola contract gives up $1.80 at $1,205.20 per ton, while new crop November loses $7.50 at $1,116.60 per ton. Meanwhile, those declines are being tempered by increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with Malaysian palm oil and old crop rapeseed. Spring planting is underway or soon to start in parts of the western prairies. However, seeding in the eastern prairies will be delayed into May due to excessive moisture, especially in southern Manitoba. A Colorado low is forecast to bring more rain to the Keystone Province over the weekend. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending April 24th slipped to 43,100 tons. Domestic usage is up a little at 188,500 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning. The loonie climbs to 78.47 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.95. The United States Department of Agriculture will issue its fats and oils report on Monday. The soybean crush is expected to be close to 193 million bushels, 2.4% higher than a year ago. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange places a soybean harvest in Argentina at more than 46% complete, with the corn harvest at nearly 25% finished. The exchange is projecting 42 million tons of soybeans and 49 million of corn for Argentina. Bulgaria says it will ship Ukrainian exports through its port of Varna. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange will set new daily limits on Monday. Soybeans will go to $1.15 per bushel, soy oil increases to a nickel per pound, and soy meal rises to $30 per short ton. Corn increases to 50 cents per bushel, but wheat will be lowered to 70 cents. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday morning. The July contract gains 15.5 cents at $17 per bushel. July soy oil loses more than 9 tenths of a cent at 85.66 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal rises $8.10 at $4.38.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The July contract is up 4 cents at $8.18 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the July contract bumping up 1.5 cents at $6.73. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago July giving up 20 cents at 10.65.5. Kansas City July falls 23 cents at 11.18. And Minneapolis July drops 14 cents at 11.77. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.